We've got Andrew on the phone. This is Jenny's boyfriend, Andrew. And you know what? We noticed a hi, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning, Dave.
We noticed a pattern. You and Jenny almost never match. Now, I have not been keeping track.
I don't keep track, yeah.
Of how many times you've missed in a row. But the smart money is that you're not paying attention. You're being too self-absorbed. You're not paying attention to Jenny's needs. This is not true at all. Andrew's the greatest guy. Andrew's the greatest guy ever.
Are you describing me or him?
Well, here's the funny thing. We like you, Andrew, better than we ever like Jenny.
I'll agree.
So, I deal with it every day, too. They're like, oh, you're here today? We thought maybe Andrew would be coming in instead.
That'd be so fun to have like a partner swap day, but just you swap.
Yeah, bye, Jenny.
Just kidding.
Andrew, somebody asked, they said, what does Andrew do for a living? I said, I think you're a realtor, right?
Yep.
Okay. There's another story. Jenny was looking for a house this weekend, like a condo townhome this weekend. Condo, can you tell?
Yeah, we started looking at condos for her.
So just for Jenny, but not for you as a couple, because you're not there yet. But you didn't have the best experience with some of the condos you looked at.
No, the first couple were right off main roads. You could hear every traffic, like car going past, and then you heard airplanes. You just could hear everything. And then the ones we were really excited to see, because the pictures look super awesome, and they were like reasonably priced. It was in like an old business building, and I told Andrew it felt like I was about to get cornered by a coworker in the kitchen. Like, that's what the kitchen vibe gave off. Yeah. I was like, this is not homey. I don't know what you would do to it to make it homey.
It's like an old office?
Yeah, so there was just windows everywhere, which seems really cool in the grand scheme of things, but it looked out at industrial buildings.
Okay.
So it just was like, I feel like I'm in an office building, and this is not homey to me.
No,
so.
I totally get that. You want to see a park or something, not the trash-burning power plant.
Just in a Keurig, it'll feel homey. That's all it takes.
A Keurig, that's it?
That's fancier than what we have here in our coffee.
That's true.
Andrew is, now Jenny has, you guys spent a lot of the weekend together. What were some of the things you did this weekend, Andrew?
So, Netflix night on Friday, looked at condo Saturday. Yesterday I ditched her to go to Athens.
He did.
So. Okay, gotcha. What would you say, Jenny has written down the highlight, good luck. What would you say was Jenny's best part of the weekend?
I'm going to say looking for condos on Saturday.
No.
Jenny, hold it up. It says.
No, it is. The pancakes he made me while I was still sleeping Saturday morning and brought them to me in bed. They were delicious. They look a little funky. There's a picture of them on my blog, but they were delightful, and it was very kind of him to do that because I don't do nice things like that for him.
Andrew, did you deliver them in just an apron and nothing else? This is my dream that I want someone to do, and no one will do it.
Something similar, yeah.
He likes to do sexy strip teases. Like, he made me a margarita on Saturday night, and before he brought it over, he whips his shirt off in the kitchen. And then I was like, oh, like, can you go get me a straw? And then he came back fully nude with the straw.
That's why we love you, Andrew. You still haven't matched. There's another, we're going to start counting consecutive weeks without a match here and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Andrew, have a great day.
4 out of 5.
You know what? Good luck. You can't get any worse. Okay. Say goodbye, Jenny.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I think Jake is up next. And hi, Jake.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
How was your weekend, Jake? Have a good weekend?
We had a pretty standard weekend for us where Fallon picks all the stuff that we do, and I'm along for the ride.
Can I ask a question? Do you ever get Fallon to do the things that you want to do? For example, Fallon will be like, we're going to go to this restaurant, we're going to go to this show, we're going to see this, we're going to watch this on Netflix. Do you ever say, we're going to go rock climbing, we're going to go hiking, we're going to go to the dog park? Do you ever get to vote?
We watched some Netflix as well on Friday, and I put in a hard vote for this show that I think looks super cool. And I cannot even tell you how hard I got shut down on that. I made a joke about it yesterday because I was like picking out putting on a show for background noise. And she wanted, like, something else. I was like, you know what? This doesn't even matter. Just put it on. I'm chasing all over around. You're shopping for lights on Amazon or whatever you're doing online. Like, who cares?
What was the show that you wanted to watch, Jacob?
I think it was called...
It doesn't matter what it was called. It was about computer stuff. And I said, no, I'm not watching a show about computer wars.
You got to engage in his passions once in a while. It can't be all you. It's got to be some of his passions.
I found him a saw on Facebook Marketplace, and when he says, I'm going to go to the garage and saw stuff, I say, okay, bye. I don't like say now.
Do you ever go out to the garage and go, oh, that's so good. Look at that. You're doing really well on that one. Can I bring you some hot
chocolate? It's dangerous.
It is not dangerous.
There is sawdust everywhere. And I have fine LASIK procedure under my eyes. I'm not going to wreck them with sawdust flying in there.
You are beyond ridiculous.
Thank you.
Go out and praise his work once in a while. It's kind of like when I was in the show Oklahoma. Susan never asked how rehearsal went. You could tell she didn't give a S about me being in Oklahoma.
I did notice you had some boards glued together and they were held together with clamps. I'm going to be honest, they looked a little off center. Okay, and I was worried about that.
That's not how it goes.
Okay.
Okay. What would you say, Fallon wrote down the highlight of her weekend. What would you say was the highlight of her weekend?
I'm going to guess the photos we had done of Olive yesterday because she was like hamming it up like we've never seen before.
Fallon says
Olive's photos.
That is exactly right.
She is our child. She is a born performer. We're very excited for her.
It's great when they do that. Allison was the same way. Yeah. A camera would be lifted up and she'd all of a sudden be a little charmer. Yep.
So
all right.
Cute.
Say goodbye to Jake.
Bye, Jake. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Goodbye. Yesterday. Oh, hi, by the way, Susan. Do you remember when I was in Oklahoma, or did you forget about that?
Oh, no. You remind me quite often.
Yeah. I was going to say, how could you forget? You remind you
one of the highlights of my life. So we went cross-country skiing. We went down to Allison's house yesterday, and when I got back, Susan was there with Ava. Yeah. Ava's a year. She's 6 months old, and she was upstairs napping. Apparently came tromping in too loud. And Susan says, good God, you're like a bowling ball in a china shop. And I was like, and Justin laughed too. I said, a what? A bowling ball in a china shop. I said, you realize it's not bowling ball in a china shop. And Justin, Allison's husband, is over there trying not to laugh too hard. It's a bowl in a china shop.
It doesn't work.
No.
It would be destructive if you rolled a bowling ball in a china shop, Dave.
Don't even encourage this dumbness. It is a bowl.
Actually, like her phrase, better than the original. Because what's a bull doing in a
china
shop?
What's a bowling ball doing in a china shop?
An antique shop.
Are you saying bull or bowl?
A bowl. What's a bowl in a china shop would be perfectly placed in a china shop. You are making me crazy. You are making me crazy. All right. So, and then the other
thing.
The other thing is you forming your own Match 3D team, because I'm going to make this really quick. If you play Match 3D, you couldn't get on my team because it filled up. But Susan started her own Match 3D team. What's your team's name?
Make Sue's Famous.
How do you spell it?
MakeSusFamous.
Okay, it'll fill up really quick. So if you play Match 3D and you want to be on Susan's team, and there's like a limit of 50. Highlight of my weekend. I wrote it down. What would you say was the highlight of my weekend?
Watching Netflix Dirty Harry in the tub and drinking wine with me.
Dirty Harry? You mean Dirty John?
I mean Dirty John.
No.
You watch Dirty Harry in the bathtub?
No, she's like, this is what I said. She's so ridiculous.
I missed that photo on your weekend pics watching Dirty Harry in the bathtub.
We didn't watch Dirty Harry in the bathtub. My highlight was going cross-country skiing with Allison. Had really nothing to do with you.
Now I can't get the image out of my head of you watching Dirty Harry in the tub.
We are running late. We got to take a break.
Clint Eastwood. God, he gets you going.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, Dirty Harry.